Deep within the dusty crypt, the eldritch hands of the mad Abdul al-Hazred clutch the dread Necronomicon. In your curious pages, monstrous secrets lie. Ah, there. Guillotine. Dr. Guillotine. His name rings down through time like some dread Angelus, bringing to mind with a shudder the image of the fiendish machine he created. Poor misguided man. He was a practitioner in Paris before the days of the Jacobin Terror. Deploring the brutality of public execution, he cunningly devised what he considered a more humanitarian agent. The revolution, in gratitude, christened his endeavor as if it were his daughter, La Guillotine. Madame La Guillotine, most hideous of monsters. In July of 1794, the screech of her gigantic axe resounds through all of France. Paris lies bleeding, her butchers engulfed in a greedy grab for power. Maximilian Robespierre, a fanatic with powdered wig and twisted mind. Saint-Just, connoisseur of roses and blood. Fouché, the politician, sinister, diabolically clever. Danton, gigantic, brutal. François Barrault, citizen of the Republic, a patriot fighting for the life of his country. Tallien, most rare and honest man. In 48 hours, Madame la Guillotine will be Empress of France, her master Robespierre, dictator. In 48 hours, unless... Thin, deadly, it seeks out its victim in the night and works the bloody deed without a sound. Not so its greedy sister, La Guillotine. Shameless, arrogant, she flaunts her grisly axe at blaze of noon, each rising and falling accompanied by a roar of approval from the crowd. Gossips tell of an ancient crone, dreadful in aspect, who daily found her way to the foot of the scaffold, hovering there like some loathsome bird of prey. She picked and plucked o'er each day's crop, gathering for her purposes the noblest heads of France, like so many spring cabbages, saving this one, discarding that. What ghastly business is this, you say? But, sir, she croaks, the aristocrats, they have such fine long hair, and with her dainty scissors she snips away a raven lock, such swift dispatch as the monster machine a moment before had whisked away a life. The darkest hour is at hand. Paris lies hushed in the stony grip of fear. Across the city, the sound of the tumbrils can be heard rumbling through the night streets. During the day, they carry the living to the Place de la Concorde. At night, their destination is the burying ground of Clamart. The one man to stem the tide of the Red Death sweeping France is François Barrault, and he is in the hands of the fanatic Saint-Just. A matter of hours, and France will have a dictator. A matter of hours. Within the pages of this slim volume lies the fate of France. Now Maximilian Robespierre stands face to face with the monster he himself created. Mutiny, like a tiny flame sputtering in a ship's powder room, threatens to sweep the convention. One death-defiant plunge at this very moment, and he may yet tread it out. Hesitate, and his ship's voyage will suddenly be ended between sea and sky. If Robespierre can tonight produce the Black Book and get his work done by the convention, he may still subsist for a time. If not, he is lost. The book, into whose hands will it come? The suspicion of a sound. While in Paris, the death carts still rumble hollow and harsh, and La Guillotine waits patiently for tomorrow's crop. Of all the devouring and insatiate monsters imagined since time began, surely none was more rapacious. One hope remains: to end forever that hideous appetite, the Black Book. Shh. Not a breath. One false step and we are betrayed. Thus monster strikes down its own creator, and shout upon shout of applause burst forth across the city, across France, and throughout the world. The reign of terror has come to an end, and with it the most infamous chapter in the chronicle of man. Wall of sleep, take heed. When night on dark membranous wings does creep, the wise man to his hearthside keeps. Outside, through bright clusters of dimension space, the chimney smoke swirls round with alien grace, while dark horned things with obscene clutch that titillates and stings wait quietly to snatch you off on monstrous voyagings to gray worlds hidden deep in nightmare's place. Take heed. Take heed.